100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so would you like to hear some stories? Sure, okay. Weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up... Totally tripped over my tongue. I guess I've had too much pizza. That's the topic. Pizza. Yeah, I stepped on the scale and you don't want to know. But I'm back on the treadmill, so give me a break. Who sent in stories for pizza? Let's see. Charlie, Tom, Lizzie, Richard, Tura, John, Serendipity, Danny is back, and Normal Joe. Oh, and Planet Z. So let's go ahead and send out for pizza stories. Let's hear what you've got.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 630 with a prompt of pizza. Well, Blue Moon is on sale this week for the low, low price of $1.99. As a bonus, I'm selling the second book, Drawn Into the Mist, also for $1.99, and the book number one, Shooting Stars, is free until the 22nd. So get it while it's hot. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert leaned over, held his stomach, and stared at the ground, waiting for the pain and the students to go away. When the nausea passed, he looked up to find a single student standing there. She smiled. Neon blue cat ear headphones perched on her blonde head matched her blue eyes. "I'm Linoleum Amanda. I'm sorry he hit you." Bilbert gathered up the shreds of plastic. "Yeah, me too. Do you want to come to my birthday party on Friday? We're having pizza." Bilbert shoved the remains of the plastic bag in his pocket and said, "Yeah, that sounds like fun." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with my entry for weekly challenge 630, pizza. So here we go. Vito tried to calm a customer outraged at his brother slapping the dough on his bare chest to make pizza by saying, "You think that's bad? You should see how he makes the donuts." The customer stormed out in a rage. Over the next week, Vito and Tony were shocked at the sudden decline in business. They had no customers at all. They agreed to be on Gordon Ramsay's 24 hours to hell and back to figure out what was going wrong. Gordon screamed after walking in on Tony making the donuts, "Start by taking your dick out of the food, dumbass." And that's my entry for this week. Any complaints, feel free to file them on my WordPress page, dannydwyer.wordpress.com. And since this is becoming habit forming, I'll see you next week.
As a child, I was lucky enough to have the pizza bones any time we ordered pizza. We had the pizza on a Saturday night as we gathered in the den in front of the television. Mom would trim the crispy end pieces for me. She would grate some additional mozzarella and pop the pieces into the oven until the cheese melted and joined the circle of bones together into a large circle of crispy, cheesy chewiness. Dad and I sometimes shared the bone ring, as we named it, but he usually was happy with eating the regular slices.
Thank you. Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story this evening is called The First Glorious Thing I Ever Ate. Many years ago, challenge topics were chosen by the winner of a weekly poll. The first time I had a majority of listener votes, I chose the topic pizza. This choice totally drove Andrew Ian Dodge crazy. He said it was the stupidest topic he had ever seen and ended a run of 22 stories in a row. He refused to write a story. I feel confident in the decade that has followed, pizza has not been the worst topic. Further, I think it's fair to say all 630 topics have been in their way inspiring, as was Mr. Dodge. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here. Hope everyone is okay. Here's my story for this week. This looks awful. Are you sure they have pizza here? Yeah. How did you find this place? There's no one else here. I got an email. They sent me an 80% off coupon. 80%? Let's go now. Why? Haven't you heard of the 80% club? They'll shrink your brain by 80%. What? It was too late. The doors closed. The next morning, they were found barely alive. The number of these cases had been growing lately. No one knew how it was done, but everyone knew the consequences. Discount coupons can be hazardous. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I'm Richard, and this is my story on the topic of pizza called Food of the Gods. That sublime combination of tomato, cheese, and a light, doughy base, suffused with an infinite variety of flavours and textures, mushroom, chicken, sausage, onion, fresh herbs, and olive oil. I could talk forever of its merits. Food of the gods, indeed. But there's a downside to this culinary marvel. I can't eat more than a slice without suffering the most appalling heartburn. Might explain why the gods always seem to be hurling lightning bolts and in such a bad mood. All done. I might just have to go out and order one now. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Two Rubbers Oino here with a story on the subject, pizza. Pizzas are not popular in China, and imported Western pizza chains have met with indifferent success. This is despite the fact that pizza was invented there more than 2,000 years ago during the Qin Dynasty and had many regional forms. But one day, at a great state banquet, one of the guests suddenly picked up his pizza and flung it, frisbee-style, at the emperor. The circular blade concealed inside by a treasonous cook decapitated him. Pizzas were henceforth banned throughout the Middle Kingdom. Pizza ovens and recipes were destroyed, and the very word was expunged from the language.
Wrapped in Wool to Keep It Warm by John DeCleese. The first pizza is speculated to be that of the ancient Romans, who baked it on the hot bricks of the hearth after raking back the coals. The dough was made simply with water and chestnut flour. Chestnuts were plentiful and easier to process than wheat or barley. Pine nuts rather than anchovies provided a contrasting flavor, and a sprinkling of fresh rosemary was covered with a drizzle of olive oil before baking. It was a very rich dessert. Flavius, the attractive slave, delivered it from the baker, and was subject to the same advances as his attractive contemporary counterpart.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Hotter than the surface of the sun. That first bite of a fresh pizza that sears the roof of your mouth, instantly flaying the skin in peeling layers from your palate. Bubbling blisters erupting from the corners of your lips. It's excruciating. Yet you're compelled to continue through to the bitter end. Bite after bite. Slice after slice. One piece after another, until, bleeding, torn and blistered, tongue swollen and useless, you collapse, whimpering and broken. Would you like another slice?
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I like to watch the How It's Made television series. The episode on frozen pizzas is fascinating, showing how much automation there is in the process. The machines they use are fascinatingly complex. If I had become an engineer, I'd have liked to have designed machines like that, but what I find most fascinating is that instead of having to watch the Discovery Channel when they air this show, I can watch any episode by searching for it on YouTube. On demand is so fascinatingly complex. If I had been a software engineer, I'd like to have designed that too.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of pizza. Thank you all for being a part of this, and I don't know what else to say anymore. One a day until the day I die.com. The next topic is posted. Go to the site. And as always, keep it brief.